My dear brothers and sisters, next Wednesday will be Ash Wednesday. That means we enter into the new season that is called Lent, Quaresma. And it seems that the gospel that we have heard a while ago prepares us for the coming season next Wednesday. That means we examine our hearts. Tingnan nyo yung inyong mga puso. Baka wala na kayong puso. Or may tao pa kayo, pero your hearts are not anymore working. Because today, Jesus emphasizes the heart. It's not the stomach. It's not the food that we take. But it is something that is within. Following Jesus and Christianity is so different from the religion of his time. The Pharisees emphasize so much externalism, legalism, ritual. And Jesus today makes a very important critique on that religion that will not save us. Because what is important is the heart, the transformation of something that is within. And so today, he enumerates almost all sins coming from the heart. Wala na sigurong kulang dito, nandito na lahat. Unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. Ano pa bang kulang dito? Kompleto na ito. And so today, the Lord is asking us to make an introspection. That means we go back to ourselves. What is important in following Jesus is what he calls covenant living. We are a people of the new covenant that will be emphasized in the celebration of the Eucharist. We are a people who make our vows to Yahweh, to God. Not anymore in the temple, not anymore in the church, but through Jesus himself. He is the altar. He is also the priest. He is also the offering. That is why we are able to make all these sacrifices. My dear brothers and sisters, we then continue our celebration. Let us look into our hearts. Let us look into our actions. Whatever we do every day, we ask ourselves, are these actions that I am making truly deserve to be actions coming from a follower of Jesus called a Christian? Yung aking bang practice of religion ay panlabas lamang? Yung mga Pilipino ang hilig-hilig sa mga punas-punas, hipo-hipo, pupunta sa Quiapo para makahipo, pampunas, sasayaw sa Santo Niño. But these are all external things. Do you know what is inside? God, of course, knows what is inside. Of course, we are not called to be judgmental because that is the work and that is the role of God. He's the only judge. Tayo, mga, we have to continue, especially with ourselves. We thank God for the daily opportunity to transform ourselves. That is the very reason why before we begin the celebration of the Eucharist, we make this confiture. Confiture. That means, how do you do that? I confess. And then we strike our breast. How many times? 3 times. Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa. We confess our sins first before we continue our celebration. We do not confess the sins of other people. And so next week, we begin to focus on the most important, a very important sacrament during this season, and that is the sacrament of confession. We accept our failures. That has been the problem with King Solomon and the other kings previous to him. He was so much interested in making wealth and money for the Israelites, but it did not trickle down. So it's useless. And so he has to be reminded. The kings, they have to be reminded by prophets that what's important is that they go back to the covenant. God provides everything. All the trees, all the fruit trees, kaya hindi nagugutom ang tao sapagkat God provides food. So lahat ng pagkain ay pwedeng kainin. Kasapagkat ang pagkain ay hindi nagpapadumi sa tao. Ang nagpapadumi sa atin ay yung ating ginagawa. And that means, therefore, that covenant living means the formation of values and virtues eventually, especially the virtues of love, faith, and hope, and acknowledging in our lives that it is only God who can make us and transform us to be like His only begotten Son. My dear brothers and sisters, for Christians, there is no higher law than the law of love.